Farmers hopeful for a rise in exports. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Well, I could clearly see both an increase in terms of national exports as well as an increase in exports at the state level.
After a couple of years of trade wars that have impacted the ag economy, there's hope for farmers in this new year that ag exports will bounce back. Andrew Muhammad, who holds the Blasingame Chair of Excellence in Agricultural Policy at the UT Institute of Agriculture, studies international trade and helped to write the latest economic report to the governor of Tennessee.
These are very interesting times, and this is probably the first time in at least in a long time that we've had these types of trade disruptions and this type of trade conflict, and time will only tell if this has led to some permanent damage in the global trading system or if this was actually a way that corrected it moving forward.
Andrew Muhammad says trade restrictions and tariffs have had a negative impact on the prices Tennessee producers receive for their commodities. Average soybean prices are 4.3% below the five-year average, and cotton prices are 1.4% below the five-year average and 9.3% below 2018 prices. But he expects better days ahead with the new agreements coming online.
So there's a Japan agreement. There's the assumption that we'll get USMCA passed, and then there's clearly this new agreement with China that's going to lead to, at least according to the agreement, an increase in dedicated purchases of U.S. agricultural exports.
Well, hopefully good weather this year and increased exports will help our farmers. The latest numbers from the UT Economic Report to the governor shows farm receipts from crops and livestock in the state was more than $3.5 billion, $1.4 billion from animals, $2.1 billion from crops. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.